What an afternoon this has been.
Fish collects and he now hangs one up towards the halfway line again, looking for Mark Bright. Try and get the flick. Holloway is tight on him. He doesn't get a touch. Craddock does. Picks it up and chips it downfield again. Mark Bowen watching the ball drop. Noel Quinn closes it down. Bowen makes this one high downfield again. Bright flicks it on. Now Kidman Dolphins put it back inside to Mark Bright. Looking again for that early ball in behind Gray. Looking once more for Sean Newton to test his legs. Gray again though, he's got it clear. And then Johnson couldn't stop it going out of play. Charlton have got a throw. That 20 yards into the Sunday half. Bright flicks it into the penalty area. Clyde McDonald tries to turn. He's in on goal. He's gone! McDonald put Charlton ahead with 23 minutes played. The Sunderland lad has done it against the team he supported as a child. And what a classy, cold finish from Mendonca. It's 1-0 Charlton.
Oh, superb goal. Great turn and found himself free. No one near him and he don't miss him. He stuck that away. No problem at all. And great goal.
Gets a little touch. Danny Mills clears it. Rather nerdy clearance. Goal behind Steve Sunderland. Game. I think Mills was actually trying to play it back to Richard Rufus for him to clear, but Rufus obviously wasn't expecting the pass in that sort of situation.
Yeah, a little bit panicky and you don't really want to be giving corners away like that.
5 minutes of the second half play, low skidder, came in towards Quinn and he scores! Ducks into the header and it's inside Sasha Alex's left hand post. And a good finish from Noel Quinn and Sunderland are back in the game. There has been a real momentum shift in this game over the first 10 minutes or so of this second half. Just a question maybe of Charlton weathering a bit of a storm as the ball is chipped forward by Eddie Howe. Ball knotted on to Phillips. Phillips is in on Sasha Illich and he's scored! He steered the ball wide a minute and it's 2-1 to Sunderland. And a disaster there as that ball came through the middle. And Phillips, well, he's proven his goal scoring capabilities all season. And another one for the Phillips scrapbook, and a very, very important goal indeed. And now it's Charlton who's got to come from behind. Great finish there from Phillips. Charlton flat-footed again. Illich couldn't get the touch. And it's 2-1. That's going to be Charlton. Bo Jones now back on control. John Robinson. He was warming up quite frankly. He's set down once more now. As the ball is flipped on. Flicked through the middle by Steve Jones. Steve Jones tries to use his pace and his strength. Gets it back to Steve Jones. He's looking for Clyde Mendonca. Mendonca could be in here. He's on the edge of the box. The ball sits up and he shoots and he equalised! 2 goals for Mendonca and 2 goals for Jones. And we're back in the game here at Wembley. And a great finish again from Clyde Mendonca.
Back into this game. And who's they've just got to keep calm now. Just keep calm.
Around the ground now, maybe you can hear it behind us, absolutely electric. Mendonca, well, he's on a hat-trick. No player's ever scored a hat-trick in a playoff final, but it's Sunderland going to try to attack now. Phillips breaking through the middle. Sullivy tackled by Kinsella. Ball wins the header, he's got it back into Sullivy. He's got a player out wide over on the far side of Sunderland as well. The cross aimed in towards Quinn. He's isolated at the far post. He's scored at the near post. Clark's cross collected by Quinn. Illich couldn't stop it. And with 73 minutes played, it's 3-2.
I can't believe that. I cannot believe that. It's peeled off at the far post, Quinn. And, well, just went inside. It's actually the near post. But, disaster. So they've worked to get back in the game and then they've thrown away. It's just unbelievable.
He's on about now to come on to Charlton. We've got 16 minutes left and Charlton has got to come from behind again. But they're under pressure now. Phil struggles to get in on Diccio and Diccio missed kicks from 8 yards out. Richard Rufus with an unbelievable goal! Well, he's looking, coming into this game for his first goal since making his debut versus Derby in October 1994. His first goal in 165 games. And Richard Rufus has tied it up for Charlton with 5 minutes left.
Sudden death penalties if he scores.
unbelievable tension here. Alex Ray steps up, early scored, bottom right, left-hand corner. So now it's sudden death. John Robinson. For Charlton.
Yeah, you're getting the novices taking it.
He scored, Robinson, sent Perez the wrong way. Mark Quinn must score to keep Sunderland in the team. And he sent Phillips the wrong way.
Good call,
Sean Newton doesn't want to take it, Newton. Doesn't want to take it, Colin. And he scored!
Someone's got to miss in a minute, Mark. Someone has got to miss in a minute.
Is this Gray coming up for Sunderland now?
Yeah, it's Gray, Michael Gray.
Michael Gray steps up. And he just signed it! And we're in the Premier League! Charlton, in the most dramatic fashion imaginable, are going to be playing Premier League football next season!
What an afternoon this has been!